Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and this is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing, and today is no exception. We have none other than Kim Kiyosaki. She's an author, an educator, and just a great person to hang around with. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Victor. Great to be here. We're at the port at Puerto Rico, and what a beautiful day we're having, and we're here with the Real Estate Summit, Real Estate Guys Summit at Sea, and we've been learning a ton about the future of money, the future of entrepreneurship. It's been fantastic.
Well, Kim, it's always great to hang out with you and with Robert. One of the things I've noticed as well is the two of you have gone through a journey now with meditation, having a morning routine. We've done the same thing as well. And tell me a little bit about what that experience has been like for you.
Well, it's really a game changer because Robert and I have both always been into personal development. My very first book was Your Erroneous Zones. I read my very first personal development book when I was 18.
You held a session earlier this week just for the women, and I suspect many of the messages for women actually apply to men as well. I'm guessing they were universal, but I don't know because I wasn't in the room. Tell me what you covered.
Well, you know, when it comes to money, the how to of investing, how to, you know, purchase a stock, how to purchase real estate, how to build a business, all of that, that's the same, but some of the issues are different for women and men. So the bottom line for me is that most of us women have not been educated in the world of money. We've actually been taught to depend upon somebody else for our financial well-being, be it a husband, a father, family member, a boss. And so my whole message is to encourage and educate women to really start taking charge of their money, know what you've got, where it is, and how to grow it.
That's such a powerful message, and I know even, you know, if I think about the women in my life, many of them were, you know, pigeonholed into a particular role, whether it was by their family, whether it was by society, some of it well-meaning, some of it not.
Oh, thank you. You know, this has been a great experience. Love it here. Love when people are taking the information, not just our information from Rich Dad, but information from real estate guys and all these other people, and they're putting it into practice. They're being successful. They're becoming financially independent, financially free. It's exciting, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, Kim, as always, wonderful to see you. Thanks so much for the time you spent with us this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Victor.
Well, we had such a great time with both Robert and Kim Kiyosaki on the Investor Summit at Sea, and we had numerous conversations, not all of them recorded, so today was just a small excerpt of some of the conversations we had, but I want to share with you a couple of things that I got out of my conversations with Kim, and one of them was much more profound than I ever expected it to be. As a male in business, I view women as equal in every single way, and so I've been largely blind to the fact that women are, in fact, discriminated against. And it hit me very, very directly on the Investor Summit at Sea when I had two members of our team, Sharon Foreman and Pam Abide from Louisiana, who were on the cruise with me. Pam and Sharon are full and equal partners with me, along with several others, in our business in Louisiana. Would have been very simple, very straightforward for me to introduce them as such. And I introduced them as members of our team, but I never really defined their role, at least in the introduction. So people were kind of left to wonder and figure out what their role was on their own. I didn't think anything of it. And later, both Pam and Sharon came to me afterwards and said that some people had these random ideas about what their role was. You know, one person thought they might have been my assistant or something like that. It was shocking to me that in 2018, people still think that way. In fact, my conversation with Kim, you know, I don't see Kim Kiyosaki as Robert Kiyosaki's wife or Robert Kiyosaki's sidekick. You know, she's an incredibly accomplished real estate investor in her own right. She owns 8,500 units of apartment units, several hotels in her own right. She's an incredibly accomplished entrepreneur on her own. The conversation you just heard between Kim and I actually enabled me to connect the dots in a way that I'd not been able to up until then. I suppose in many ways it's common for people to make assumptions, to jump to conclusions based on first impressions and perhaps human nature. It would have taken very little effort on my part to introduce Pam and Sharon in a much more powerful way than I did. It would have positioned them better, and overall it would have positioned me and my business better. And in that instance, I failed to do so. So in the end, I got a very powerful lesson from my conversation with Kim, and frankly, it wasn't the one I was expecting to get. I was expecting to learn something about investing or some strategy for raising capital or something related to real estate. In the end, the lesson that I got was in a completely different arena. And I'm no less grateful for it. I'm enormously grateful for it because it highlighted to me something that I would have to call a blind spot, something that I had been ignoring and simply not aware of. So if you're out in a social function or a business function and you're introducing members of your team, take the extra few seconds not only to introduce the members of your team, but also to position them. Regardless whether they're male or female, taking that extra step to position them in the eyes of the person you're introducing them to will introduce them much more powerfully than if you simply introduce them by name. In the meantime, as you're thinking about this, have an awesome day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.